Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Gregory Z. Smith to talk to us about what's new for 2021 at the Arts Council. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate you inviting me here. It's been great to get back and see you again after all that little interim period when we didn't get to talk face-to-face. So I'm glad we're getting to interview now.
You're welcome. So what's new?
Gosh, there's a whole lot of stuff. You know, this last year has been sort of like, entering into the twilight zone in a lot of ways, but we had a lot of things going on. And in addition to being the executive director of the Doña Ana Arts Council, I'm also the chair of the Arts and Cultural District Coordinating Council. So another very related field.
Tell me more about the Arts and Cultural District. Is that a new organization?
Well, it's relatively new. We've been trying to have an Arts and Cultural District in Las Cruces for, way back about 12 years ago when I was on the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership. But they finally pulled out all together, and the city accepted it as a plan and as an organization in 2018. So we have an Arts and Cultural District, and to help the city and the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership with projects in that Arts and Cultural District, there's a coordinating council that serves as a committee under the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership. And we are continuing to work on signage and gateways and those kinds of things. Also had a really exciting meeting at the city council with their TID board, the Tax Increment Development District board, in last part of July. And what they did was they emphasized the importance of the Amador Hotel. And so there's going to be $1.3 million directed towards more of the work that needs to be done there. Unfortunately, there's still even more work, but that's an important iconic feature. And so that's one of the assets in the Arts and Cultural District. So I was very pleased to see the city council get behind support for that. The other thing is that they put a pause on the shade structure for the plaza. We all know how hot our summer days can be, but we also know that the Plaza de Las Cruces is an important feature in the center of the Arts and Cultural District and a very destination type of place for events and things like that. So we asked, and they looked at it from the standpoint of taking a little more time to look at maybe how shade could be integrated there or if shade was needed. So we appreciated them putting a pause on that. But those kinds of things, gateways, work on Klein Park, those are the kinds of things that we've been working on with the City of Las Cruces and Downtown Las Cruces Partnership to sort of make the history and the culture and the art of our downtown area pop.
Now with some of the things that are opening up due to COVID, how is that affecting the Doña Ana Arts Council?
Well, we have been in our new location at 250 West Amador for almost a year now. We moved in September of 2020. And at that point, we basically went to come in. If you're going to wear your mask, please, you know, feel free to come in. We're keeping social distancing, that sort of stuff. And so as the months have gone by, we've relaxed some of those rules. And now, of course, our rule is that if you're vaccinated, it's your choice as to whether or not to wear a mask. But we're looking at what the recent guidelines from the CDC have been saying and looking at, okay, how do we back up a little bit and exercise a little more caution? But we have been open, we've been working there, and we've had a few people come in almost every single day to look at what's in the gallery and to see some of the other things that we have going on.
And how has that affected other galleries and museums in Las Cruces?
Well, the City of Las Cruces has just recently reopened their museums. At first, it was by reservation only, and then it was back to general public being allowed in. So that has had an impact there. And certainly with other galleries, of course, them being private enterprises, they can do what they feel is comfortable for them. But I think it's had a huge impact just across the board as far as some businesses not being able to stay in business and others exercising a great deal of caution and moving along slowly.
And what about the artists? How has that affected them economically?
Well, it's been a huge impact. I mean, we had an artist relief fund going at the Arts Council for a number of months, and we had private donations. This was not from our general fund, but private donations that came in from individuals who put money with the Arts Council to distribute as $100 grants to artists who requested it. The artists who got that money said it was a huge help to them. Some used it for groceries. Some used it for supplies. We didn't put any constraints on how they used it, but it was very clear to us that this was very meaningful and important to a number of our artists. And in general, obviously there are some artists who have adjusted to the online type of thing very well, but there are others who are still struggling with that. So it has had an impact. And certainly performing arts have just taken a huge hit.
Well, talking about performing arts, coming up August the 14th, the New Mexico Music Festival and Orchestral Academy at the Doña Ana Arts Council through the Department of Music at New Mexico State University?
Yes, they're going to be at our location at 7:30 in the evening. That's at 250 West Amador. And they're going to be joined by Camerata del Sol. So that and the festival guest artists will be there performing. We've had some people playing piano and doing that sort of thing at some of the openings for some of the shows. So that'll be our first bona fide performance.
Simon Goyo is the Associate Professor of Music and Director of the NMSU Philharmonic Orchestra. He's also the founding artistic director of the New Mexico Festival and Orchestral Academy. He envisions this as a premier musical event featuring a unique educational and artistic experience for musicians in both New Mexico and the Southwest.
Yes. Well, I think this is basically something that he's pulled together. So he's been very involved. And he's going to be coming back from Spain here shortly. He's had a stint over there doing some recording and some things. So, and he's originally from Venezuela. So it's kind of neat to have somebody with that kind of international star power working on things for us here locally. But I'm not sure exactly who all of his artists are going to be. But it is exciting to see this with young people and with some of the people who have had experience working together to make this something that people can enjoy at the Arts Council.
What time will that be?
That's going to be at 7:30 in the evening on the 14th.
And then coming up in September is the Community Arts Awards at the Hood. What do you call the Hood?
Well, this is something that Richard Parra has done. I think it's kind of an act of love for him. He loves cars, he loves quaint things, and he loves designing jewelry and that sort of thing. So if you haven't been into the Hood yet, it's at the corner of Harrelson and Bell in Mesilla Park. And it's just a wonderful, eclectic mix of things. Richard just brings his joy of art and all kinds of things together. And it really is, I've never seen anything like it. It really is a wild mix of things. He's been very gracious about allowing us to, we filmed actually last year the Community Arts Awards there, but we didn't have a big event. But this year we're going to have a big event there on the 23rd of September.
So we'll look forward to that for the Community Arts Awards at the Hood, September 23rd. When is Randy Granger and Jim Scherer with Classical Drinking coming up?
Well, Randy Granger is not, we're not sure about any of the dates on those things yet, simply because we're trying to make sure that those schedules work out for everyone. So we have some work still to do. But Randy Granger wants to talk about Native American issues. He's also a performer. He does flute. And so he has a very interesting program that he does. We're still navigating as far as when that will work. And also Jim Shearer has had a great program called Classical Drinking that people come in and enjoy, relaxed evening of chamber music of various sorts. And so that's an exciting thing coming up, but we also haven't nailed down those dates yet. So keep an eye out.
And then again, with COVID, that could affect that because things are changing. Then, of course, the big Renaissance Arts Fair at Young Park, November 6th and 7th. Tell us about what we can expect.
Well, thank you. This is our 50th. It started off as the Holy Cross Retreat Crafts Fair many years ago. And it about 10 or so years after that, it was taken over by the Arts Council and became the Renaissance Arts Fair. But we're celebrating 50 years of that festival. And so it's a golden anniversary, and it's a very exciting year. We're referring to it as bridging cultures. We're looking at things that were happening both in Europe and the Renaissance, but also over here as far as arts and culture. So trying to bring that bridging cultures theme here on our golden anniversary. It seems like an appropriate time to do that. And the Arts Council, independent of the Renaissance Arts Fair at that point, started 50 years ago as well.
So what's the current exhibit at the Doña Ana Arts Council?
Well, we have two galleries. We've got the Stasiewski Library and Gallery with a smaller exhibits. And Robert Yee and Michael Wing have got a show up in the Stasiewski Gallery. And some very interesting takes on things, sort of lighthearted, I think, but also some serious topics. And then in the main gallery, we have the 10 o'clock club. They sometimes call themselves, or other people call them, the Tenors. Not T-E-N-O-R-S, but T-E-N-N-E-R-S. And they cover a wide range of art, but they got started, or they continued to do things at a 10 o'clock on the 10th day of the month at various cafes around town. And so they have, the title of their show is Disrupted. And basically that's a focus on what has happened to the arts, how people have responded to it with the past year and a half of things being disrupted by the pandemic.
Well, I understand Noel Sandino's work is in relation to the pandemic.
She's one of the artists in the Disrupted show with the 10 o'clock club, but we also have Margaret Bernstein, Rosemary McLaughlin. I hesitated to get started because it's a large group of people and I might start leaving out names, but I know a lot of people know Noelle, know Margaret, and know Rosemary. Those are three very prominent names in the arts in our community. So they're there, and some of their friends from the 10 o'clock club.
Well, what's interesting, what Noel says, is when people feel helpless, when they experience something uncertain, they pray.
Noel has a large constructed piece in the show. It has steps and flags. It's hard to describe because it's very different, but it is very large. It's about 4 feet wide, and anyway, you have to come in and see it.
A lot of the information is found on your website as well, and on Facebook.
That's correct. The D-A-A-R-T-S stands for D as in Doña, A as in Ana, and A-R-T-S as in arts.org. So it's an easy-to-find website. It has a lot of information about current and coming shows and different activities that we have going on. And then, of course, on Facebook, we're just the Doña Ana Arts Council on Facebook, with a tilde on the end.
And you recently wrapped up something for children, the summer camp.
We had a very successful summer camp series. We started it off with the Career Art Paths, something that Marion and Jordan Woolley got us started with a couple of decades ago. And that was very successful. That was followed up by the Missoula Children's Theater, again, another very successful camp for the young people, and then the Opera Storytellers Camp, also a lot of fun. They composed their own opera, built their own sets, made their own costumes, did all of the various pieces of writing it as well as performing it. So it was a great experience for our young people. And it wasn't entirely about opera because some of those different things involved art and other kinds of art and putting things together. So it was really, really a great experience for our young people.
And do you still have the virtual gallery on your website?
We do. It's not as much emphasis since people are more able to come into the main gallery and the Stasiewski Gallery, but we are doing that. We don't have any classes going at the moment, but we are going to continue to offer some via online as well as in person. In fact, we're going to be, one of the benefits of this past year is that we're going to be doing more online types of things, even with the Renaissance Arts Fair. Mainly, we're going to be thrilled about being able to be outside and at Young Park again, but there will be some other online aspects as well.
Well, definitely the pandemic and COVID did affect everything throughout Las Cruces, throughout our state, throughout the nation, throughout the world, and a lot of that is doing things virtually still. I really appreciate you coming down to our studios here at KRWG. Greg Z. Smith, Executive Director of the Doña Ana Arts Council. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Emily. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.